Good evening. Before we begin, a disclaimer and a warning for tonight's episode. Tonight's broadcast may be unsuitable for children, adults, and living creatures.
Listener's discretion is advised.
I've been keeping my ear to the streets. The UK run out of ideas. Everybody giving covers of American beat.
Live from the In the Room studios, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
It's Wes and Ace on the Briscoe and Big Ace Show.
Styles of your boy Chip from AKA Jungle Rock Junior, be for the future. Let's go, jump.
This ain't no laugh for no joking matter. Should we slaughter any boy anywhere for after? Who always like chatter and run them out? If they run them out and out of town, they better leave before we burn them out. This ain't no laugh for no joking matter. Should we slaughter
turn the lights
any boy
down, my
anywhere
G
for after? Who
yeah
always like chatter and run them out?
What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Briscoe Big Ace Show. Wes, look at this. You got a puppy. I love it. Wow.
We got a real special guest, Mr. Brent Finn, right up here. Don't forget about this guy. Nah.
We're going to get to him. So this is our debut episode on the VOC Nation Radio Network. We are mighty glad to be with them. And Wes, like I said last time we talked together, you outdid yourself. You're bringing everybody who listens to us. Quite the treat to kick off our premiere show on VOC Nation. So let's get into it, Wes.
Wait, so we introduced Winston, right? That's who we introduced, right?
Is that the real star?
Yeah. He's the real star right here. Well, why don't you give him the greatest introduction that any man can give?
All right, you guys probably seen him. New Japan, he's been an IWGP junior champ, a six-man tag champ in multiple companies. You've seen him on TNA, Progress, ROH. Let's see, what else do we got? A member of the Bullet Club, a member of the Elite that you've seen, and of the leader of Villain Enterprises. Man, I didn't think I even needed to say all that, but we did anyways. Marty, the Villain Skrull, joining us on the Briscoe and Big A Show.
Wow, you make me sound like you get around a bit, you know what I mean? I just go from team to team to team. Yeah, oh my Lord.
Don't worry. I mean, you forget who I do a show with. I mean, that's how we get down, so.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so yeah. No worries in that, man. First of all, how you guys doing? If I understand correctly, y'all just left the gym getting fit up in there.
Yeah, man, we just, you know, trying to do a little workout, get the workout in, and then now we're just kind of just kicking. Luckily, I got the opportunity. Like, the last couple weeks have been hectic. We've had the hurricane. Me and him both had shows. He had his big, huge ROH show. Just been kind of, like, hectic. And then plus with the stuff with the VOC Nation being a part of them and, like, just getting everything done has just been, like, one hectic, hectic thing. But luckily, we're able to, like, link up together and finally, like, knock this thing out of the park, you know?
That's awesome. Now, Marty, how long have you been in Florida?
How long have I been there? Good question.
I think I've seen you at the gym for maybe a year.
I moved there July the 4th, actually, last year.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh. So, which is actually Winston's birthday as well.
No way.
July 4th, all of a sudden, is fairly important to me. Not so much for independence from England, but...
You don't like the fireworks?
Well, yeah, the fireworks is fine, but it was the day I moved here. It's my little boy's birthday. So, yeah, so we're all, like, 14 months now in Orlando. Yeah.
So was he going hectic during the fireworks? Because, like, most dogs I know, like, go crazy with fireworks.
The first time we didn't have him, I didn't get him until, like, September last year. So I didn't get him when he was born. This year, I think he was fine. He's not fast. He's easy. He takes it easy. Thank you, Winston.
Yeah, it was kind of like a weird thing of like how we kind of met, because we've never really met each other before, but like I've always like been a big fan of him. Like my favorite move from Marty's when he does his submission, when the guy will like do like a springboard or like jump backwards and he'll jump in the air and hook up the submission.
It's like, my legs.
It's like the dopest move I've ever seen in my life. And just like timing on that. So I've always been like a big fan. And plus like my style of wrestling is like his style. Like I like the old English style, like putting on like finger holds and like actually applying real holds. So I've always been a big fan, but wrestlers are kind of weird. Like when we're at the gym, we're like, we'll look at each other and be like, I know you wrestle. Like, we kind of like didn't say anything for like the longest time, which was kind of like weird and awkward because it's like, man, we probably both are pretty cool, but like in the wrestling world, you never know who, like...
I mean, there's a million of wrestlers here in Orlando as well, right?
Yeah, and you never know if you're going to run into a cool one or not. So I was like, whatever. Then we ended up, like, chopping it up and just, you know, ever since then, we just kind of became boys and just been, like, hanging out and just chilling, you know? Same old, same old.
Working out, yeah. It's great.
Like, wrestlers are kind of weird. We'll see each other at the gym and kind of, like, eye each other out and we'll be like, man, I know he wrestles, but... I ain't really gonna say nothing. It's just like a weird, like,
gym's like a sacred place though, isn't it, Jim Rain?
Yeah.
I know we don't bother people in the gym. I'm just like,
and too, like he says, there's like 100 other wrestlers there. So it's like, I kind of don't, me and him kind of don't talk to him. Like, we don't, like, it's kind of weird. Like, someone we just don't vibe with, or we all cool with everybody, but you know, certain people hang out with certain people. Like, you just get a good vibe. And we just got that good vibe off of each other. So we just, you know. Start hitting the gym. I'm trying to get this guy on the boat, trying to get him wake surfing, get him up on the board, dude.
Have you done any wake surfing? Ever?
Have you ever tried surfing?
No, absolutely not. I'm not very good at swimming. So,
okay, like, let's see, where is Weymouth, right?
Yeah,
they
so
have
me.
They have a beach there. What's the beach called?
I can't remember the boat. It's probably just Weymouth Beach or Weymouth Pier. But, yeah, I'm not the strongest swimmer, but I did use to skateboard when I was younger, so I don't know if it would give me, like, the similar, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When, speaking of skateboarding, who did you, like skateboarding? Like, what was, like, because I used to, like, me and Brian Cage had this big, big thing, like, it was kind of, when I first got signed with FCW, I was kind of, like, the oddball, because I did, like, extreme sports, sure. And then everyone's like, oh, your dad is, like, you know, it's like, whatever, I just kind of got, like, some people didn't like me, but then Brian Cage found out I was like a surfer wakeboarder. He was like, oh, dude, I skateboard. Do you skateboard? I was like, dude, yeah.
And like, skateboarding, like, during my teenage years was like, it's, I guess it's like that whole era of, like, CKY was massive.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk skateboarding came out of the PlayStation. So it was like,
dude, how hope everyone, were you on that?
I mean, I was, yeah, oh, the game.
Okay. Yeah, the game. the game, I could not, like, stop.
Yeah, that was a big thing. You know, and all the videos was like, we'd skateboard, we'd make our own videos, you know, like, this is a big part of it, do you know what I mean?
Just, yeah. What was your trick? What was your go-to trick?
Oh, dude, I sucked. I wasn't...
No, come on, you gotta at least have one trick.
Dude, I was, you know...
Front shove it,
kickflip, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe ollie over something, maybe grind around, that's about it. Not much, yeah. Not much to it, you know what I mean? But go down a half pipe. But yeah, skateboarding was, like, huge for a while in our teenage years, do you know what I mean? Like,
nice. I almost ollied once.
There we go.
Yeah, I used to be big into skateboarding, and, like, I used to do it, like, every single day, so I kind of got hooked onto it. So, but, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like, I never knew that you were a skateboarder.
Yeah, I got this way when I was a kid. No, it's been years since. I've been thinking recently about maybe getting a skateboard again because I live by these lakes, and I'm like, oh, maybe
you should get a longboard.
Or a longboard.
Hey.
Or like a one wheel, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, no. I don't.
I like the one wheel. A while back, it was a couple of years ago now, but I was hanging out in like Venice Beach, Santa Monica with PJ Black, and he bought this one wheel, and I just borrowed it all day. I was just going along the beach, and it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, PJ actually texted me today, and he told me just to tell you what's up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, the one wheel, I actually liked it. I mean, they're like $2,000.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a longboard. Yeah. We're not trying to, like, let the dog drag me along.
Yeah, get a little dog work.
No tricks, just, you know. Right.
It's pretty impressive what they can get through, too, those one wheels. I mean, dude, some dude just on a beach with that, no issues at all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
well, there's some terrain.
Yeah, well, it was actually designed. One of my buddies was one of the people that helped design it. He's a surfer. And they use it to get down to low trestles because, like, low trestles, it's like a crazy surf spot in California. And to get to it, you have to, like, walk down this crazy path. And it's, like, a long hike. And like, I don't think they allow motorized vehicles, but they'll allow, like, the one wheel. So, like, a lot of the surfers were grabbing that so they could just, like, haul butt down to the lineup and not, like, walk it. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right.
They get pretty fast as well.
Have you seen the YouTube of the people just eating it on it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I ate it a few times. Oh, they're pretty easy to like.
There's a video of my buddy, and he grabs his brand new surfboard, and he goes to hop on the one wheel, and it slips out, and his brand new surfboard crashes down, and he sits there, and you can see him just, like, almost tear up, and then, like, look at the one wheel, pick up the one wheel, and slam it. I'm like, The one wheel is like $2,000. Yeah. Your surfboard's like $600. Come on, you might want to slam the other thing. That's already broken,
Right?
It's already broken.
Oh, that's crazy. Marty, you like getting on the water, though? I know Wes said he wants you to get you on the boat.
Dude, I'm not a, I'm not a good swimmer. Boats, I'm good, but I'm actually big into like boats and like even, well, a much smaller way of it. Like anytime I go on vacation, I'm like, yeah, let's go on a boat trip. I'm the guy that's like at Disney or something. Let's go on the boat. Like,
yeah, like swim up the water.
I like something about the water. That's why I like living where I am now, just because like next to the lake, not a million miles away from me. Yeah, I like being around the water. You know what I mean? Even when I was in England, I had a house in Portsmouth, England. I was like right next to the beach, even though in England.
And it's hard to find good water in a beach in England, trust
me. Yeah, it is. Right. The beach in England is not exactly great, but it's nice to be around. I like being around water, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean?
It's like, something about it, I feel like, just calms you. Just kind of just like, I don't know, like you could just kind of just sit outside and just look at, you know, like when you've been to my house, the lake in front of my yard,
yeah,
outside and just like sit down. It's kind of just something like tranquil, like it just kind of like eases the mind and just makes you just kind of relax.
I'd much rather be like next to the water than like deep in the city. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, but see, you're lucky. You have kind of both of the best worlds where you're at, because you have like the little downtown. We're not going to give you guys the exact location. I don't know if any wrestling fans be a little crazy, hey, but we'll let that be. But yeah, like you kind of got that like suburbia, but
yet
you still got the nice lake.
You go up downtown 50 minutes or so.
Right. You know what interests me though is, I'm going to get into a little bit of wrestling stuff. I know we were off a little bit, but I have to ask you this because you said, and it really isn't much about wrestling, but you're not a good swimmer, which then now really impresses me because I was on the Chris Jericho cruise the first one. And I didn't realize how deep that pool was till I went in.
Right.
And you got thrown, like you jumped in it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the worst decision I ever made. It was horrible.
Say that you're not a good swimmer. I'm like,
yeah.
So you were like, okay, you're right. At first, you're like, dude, this is going to cool me down. It's going to be nice.
The worst. Dude, like, I got thrown in that pool, and one, it was super deep, and two, it was like super duper, like, salty, and just like, as soon as I got thrown in it, I was like, boom, it's like burning me, and I like instantly regretted it. I was like, well, like,
how many people think peed in that
God pool? Knows what's been going on in that pool. Like, it was like, like the end of the cruise. So, like, it, as soon as, like, literally, as soon as I went into it, like, as the water was going, like, I was like, regret. Like, why did I do this? I was just like,
I
was like, burn, and like, this is dirty, and just like, yeah, that wasn't the way. Then I was kind of like, give me out. Like, trying to do my, you know, bad knee. I can't swim at all, but that was a bad idea.
I jumped in that thing like the first day and did not. I'm like, oh, I'll pop down maybe a little bit, pop myself back. And I was like, holy crap, this thing's deep.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? It was just a surprise. But by the way, hardest working man on that cruise.
Oh, I know. I was hoping for a big payday. I did like 10,000 matches and live podcasts and meet and greets and
live karaoke party.
I was, and then trying to party every night. It was a great time, though. Like, we had a good time on that cruise ship. It was, it was a hell of an experience. I could really enjoy it so much because I was working so much.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, people don't, like when you guys, like, hear us, like, talk about, okay, like, yeah, start, like, get a couple drinks in, you don't realize how much, like, work we have to do in order to get to that final drink. Yeah. Like, that drink is, like, the, like, life order. Like, I'm like taking a little time off right now, but like when you're working and it's like basically you don't really get to have too much fun because you're constantly doing stuff, and plus you want to also have the best match possible, and then two, you're doing podcasts, you have to go in and out, you're constantly moving, and then your brain's going, you really can't relax, and then by the time you do relax, you got to get up in the morning and do the same thing exact over again. So you kind of got to pick and choose the nights that you want to go ham and the nights you don't, because if not, you're just like, it's like the worst decision.
Just trying to switch off for an evening, just like a few hours.
It's like everybody wants that, like that turn off switch. You know, it's like when you come home from work, everybody needs that kind of just like, hey guys, like that's why like sometimes people don't understand when we get a little irritated at like fans. I never have, but like sometimes I've seen people in the airport, or you hear about the other wrestlers in the airport kind of like going off on people. It's not because like the guy's really a bad guy, but he could have been flying for like 20 hours. I mean, I'm not trying to make any excuses, though, but I'm saying, like, he could be flying for 20 hours. He could be fighting with his wife, his girlfriend. You know, he could have kid problems. He could have animal problems. You know, and then finally he's off of work, and it's like 2 in the morning, or late flights are like 7 in the morning or 5 in the morning, and you just kind of have your headphones on, and then you get that, like, it's the worst. I mean, guys, we love you and everything, but there's sometimes that we just – it's just, you gotta want to turn off. Like, you gotta have that. Like,
I had that before. I remember, like, flying to Australia, maybe from the UK, but either way, I've been traveling for like 30 hours, whatever it was. And, you know, get off the flight, I feel gross. You know, I haven't showered in a lot of time. I'm tired, whatever it is. You know, then get a car, drive for an hour to the airport, to the hotel, get out of the hotel. You know, I've been traveling this whole entire time, and there's like these fans that are waiting, and I'm just like, I'm always nice to him, but man, I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah, we always we love it and we enjoy it and we respect it. So sometimes we're just like, that's when you see the pictures of me just like half smiling. Yeah. Like, trust me, I'm smiling and I never turn anybody down. Like, same with Marguerite. We'll never turn anybody down.
No.
But if you see the expression of just like, kind of like,
yeah. You can get it. Like, I've had it before though. Like, I've come off trips from the airport where like I haven't even been like resting. I've been gone somewhere for whatever else. I've come back to Orlando and there's been guys waiting for me with like those white boards and they have like a blue pen. And I'm just like, how does this guy know I'm getting in? Like, what? Like,
the craziest thing people know sometimes the door, which
so
is
so weird.
Like, I can't believe. So, like, Marty, what's like, we're speaking of relaxing and like just getting away. Like, what is, I know you got Winston, like, what is your, like, other ways of relaxing and kind of like just turning off the switch?
Cool. I wish I knew the answer to that.
Oh, man, you don't have, like, that's why you need to come on a boat with me, man.
That would be nice.
I got so many ways to just totally turn off.
Well, actually, the last couple of 3 or 4 months, I started to like meditate quite a bit, which is, you know, helps out a fair bit. Obviously, the dog's a good help, you know, walking the dog, whatever else. There's loads of, like, even just like video editing, I've started to do with my YouTube show. Like, fans have been asking me to make YouTube content. I mean, the whole time I was like, I don't want another responsibility on top of everything else I do. But then,
we just picked up a huge responsibility.
Right. But then, like, I was like, no, this is actually kind of good for me. It gives me something to do and try and switch off. You know, I bought a PlayStation the other day just so I can, like, you know, switch off again. So, like, I'm still trying to discover that, dude. I'm 21 years old. I'm still just like.
And two, he moved to the United States, which is like a lot harder for anybody else because it's like, imagine being in a foreign country and like, sir, like, you're so stressed out because you don't really know, like, the landscape.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I try, like, you know, there's a big part, like, you know, I came here to Orlando, whatever. I mean, I've worked in America for years, but like, it's like, you move here. I mean, I've got friends here, you know, had a relationship, whatever else, but like,
we don't talk about
dog. That. We don't talk about that. But like, you got a dog, and it's like, even with that, like, because you're in a different country, there's still part of it's like relatively lonely. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, being in a foreign country and stuff. So, like, it's very important to kind of like keep myself active and make sure I'm doing stuff to work on myself and everything else. But like, I'm a big diner out as well. I eat out like all the time. It's kind of hobbies. Like, and Orlando's pretty good for it, actually. You know what I mean? Like, finding places to eat.
Did you do the food trucks on Tuesday?
No.
So there's a place called Sports Town, and they're well, now I'm gonna tell fans, but they don't. Well, it's only one day, so they don't know. Every Tuesday, they have like a bunch of different food trucks, and they all, so you can get like different style foods. And
I think it's my food trucks.
Yeah, they have like Indian food, they have Brazilian food, they have like every different type of culture. Right. Yeah, so it's like super good, and you get like different styles of food. Because like for me, like, I get bored of eating the same thing too.
Yeah,
it's like you get stuck in a routine and you just want to switch it up. But that's a good place to do it. They got like a bunch of cool food trucks.
That's what's good about here is it's like 1,000 restaurants. And like last night I went for a Winston, trying to ruin my sofa. Last night I went to like a decent ramen place, you know, so that was fun. And, like, you know, this week I'm going to Disney where there's the Food and Wine Festival, so like I'll try food there. So yeah. A big diner out. It's one of my hobbies is eating. Does that count as a hobby? I guess it does, right?
Yeah. So do you get to go to any concerts, or do you like like any bands? Like, what have you been like?
Dude, I haven't been for.
What was the last show you went to?
Dude, I think that's a great question. But normally, I miss a lot of stuff.
I know. Don't you hate that? Because it's always right. on the weekends. Bands, can you please play on like a Monday or
yeah,
a Tuesday?
It'd be nice. Dude, like there was. I mean, it's an old school nostalgia thing, but like Backstreet Boys were a few weeks ago. And I was like, I'll go see the Backstreet Boys. No, that's my wrestling. You know what I mean? Shawn Mendes was here the other day. Couldn't see him. I was away. Dude, it's been a last gig I went to. Oh my lord! Honestly, I can't even remember. It's been a long time. And I'm big into stand-up comedy as well.
Oh no way!
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't even think the last time I did that.
The last one I saw was Charlie Murphy. I actually got to see him.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, it's a lie. I was in LA. And I was in LA in February and I went to the comedy club there.
No, we saw and
there
I
was
a
great
there, so
there was some great there was some big acts. There was Joey Diaz was there.
Yeah.
Who's the Asian lady? Really funny. She's always pregnant.
Ali Wong.
She was there. Which is crazy because like, you know, there's only like 40 people in this room. You know what I mean? Like to ourselves. So it was fun, man. Like
And who owned like someone? Who owns that? Someone famous mom.
Pauly Shore's family owned it. His mom.
Oh really?
Pauly Shore. Wow, what a
comedy star! Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a hell of an experience.
Weasel, weasel, weasel.
Oh, dude, that place is legendary. It really is. I hear that you're a stand-up guy.
I just saw like with Dave Chappelle just had a new special on Netflix. So
did you like it?
Yeah, I did. And then boom, it's got a new special which
yes.
I'm going to watch tonight. So have you seen it yet?
I haven't, but that's on the thing.
So, yeah, I'm big into stand-up comedy. Like, every now and then, I don't really have enough time, but every now and then I'm like, maybe I'll give it a crack at stand-up comedy, do you know what I mean? But yeah. Then it's like, it's difficult being, like, in the public eye of wrestling at the same time. It's kind of like, ah, there's a lot of stuff that I don't particularly want to talk about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, because, like, we have to, like, we stay out of, like, a certain way where, like, comics kind of can have the freedom to say whatever they want,
yes.
And they don't really get... I mean, they get scolded a lot, but, like, for us to do it, we would get scolded even worse. I think we would just get through the ringer, like, especially one of us, because we're already kind of like, I'm kind of a bad boy, so, like, I said something, someone's going to be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Boy, you. I'll tell you what, I did comedy for, like, 6 months. Just open mic nights around like here in Minneapolis in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And man, the high you get when you get that very first laugh from a full room is amazing. I mean, you guys are in a ring, you're performing, you're performers, so you know what I'm talking about, but it's a whole new level when it's something that was all just a mental game. You thought it up, you came with how you're going to deliver it, and solely is on you. There's a spotlight on you, and it's like, if this doesn't come out just right, no one's going to react, and there you are. You know what I mean?
Like, in comedy, and especially our business, is the reaction.
Yeah.
If you don't get the reaction, like, literally, probably me and him would probably like, kill ourselves, because it's, like, something that we work so hard on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fun, because I've been wrestling, like, you know, a long time. Like, I'm comfortable with, like, knowing how to get a reaction, and if I don't get the desired reaction, I can deal with it. I think comedy might be a different thing. Like, I've done a few best man speeches where, you know, had the room going up, you know, going nuts. But then it's like, that's a very forgiving crowd. I've done it with wrestling as well. Like, I've, you know, hosted, you know, a few, you know, I did, funny enough, Jared Cruz, like, hosted karaoke sessions or done whatever I've done and been on stage and had the whole room laughing. But at the same time, it's wrestling fans. So, like, they, you know, they know me, they want, you know, they're endearing to me. Going from that to, like, you know, an audience, so like, okay, we're paying to make you laugh, but, you know, an open mic night might be a different thing. And I think the only good thing is I spent so many years, like, especially in the UK, like when I first started, you know, wrestling in front of 20 people in complete silence, that I feel like my embarrassment levels are, like, not there anymore.
Yeah,
so, like, if I did go on stage, I was like, 5 minutes of no laughter whatsoever, I'd be like, okay, I can deal with that.
I would think it's, like, better to, like, go to, like, some, like, place random out in the middle of nowhere and just do it, just to, like, have that cool feel of, like, knowing that no one knows who you are and just you actually kind of going up there and do it yourself.
Yeah.
I've had a couple times where it's been, like, stuff where I'm like, I don't want people to know that I'm a wrestler. I want them to like let me accomplish that goal without having that like saying, oh, he's a pro wrestler, you know, like, or he came from being a star, he came from doing this. Sometimes it's better just like, man, I wish no one knew who I was.
Yeah,
because it makes like, believe it or not, yeah, it makes it 10 times easier kind of like starting from scratch.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, dude. Yeah, I came from radio. Like, I was doing on-air radio in my hometown while doing the comedy, but I would never talk about it on my show. Never.
No.
I wanted them to be separate because, again, too, I was being watched on the radio. You know, FCC, I got to watch what I say. Obviously, on stage, I did not care and was saying just whatever I wanted to say that I thought was funny. So I definitely kept the two apart. So I definitely understand what you guys are talking about. I want to know, who's your top two, though, Marty? Top two comics.
Oh.
Ever. It's hard. I'll give you mine right now.
I go through phases, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Heard music almost.
Yeah. I really like Bill Maxley. It's a good question. I guess I never really thought about it. Who have I been watching lately? Is it Brian Callum, the Canadian? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
pretty
really
funny.
Good. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of guys. I could say, like I said, I go through phases. Like I find someone I like.
That's why I always tell Ace, I'm like, you can never like put us in like category. Like never say what's your favorite song, because
yeah,
it's all depending on your mood. That
right.
Day. Like,
oh, I agree. But I will say Eddie Murphy and Bill Burr top for me.
No, Jim Jeffries is up there for me. Enjoy him. You know what I mean?
A little bit different style.
Yeah. So I don't know. Good question. Maybe I should sit there and
bucket
out.
Well, man, it would be awesome to see you do some comedy someday. That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, I'll
take it off the bucket list.
Well, there's things that I would, you know, like to talk about, but it's kind of like, I've got to, you know, I'm wrestling on the take priority, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You want is some TMZ, and especially because none of us, like, especially, I don't want to do really well, like, we don't see race, we don't see color, we don't see religion. We kind of just, like, that's why we bond, because we kind of, like, We treat everyone equal, you know what I mean? So, like, just our words could get twisted somehow, and you guys know how the media is. Like, they twist up all the time. So it's kind of hard for us to, like, do some other things like that. But other than that, Marty, like, what else have you been, like, so I know we got Halloween Horror Nights coming up, man. So you got friends. Have you ever been to one?
I've never been.
Heard it's, like, the craziest thing.
Yeah.
You've been, like,
I'm big into my theme box. I'm an annual pass holder at Disney.
Yeah.
So I try to go as much as possible. Universal, though, I'm not really, like, I've been a bunch of times, but, like, I'm still not converted to Universal. Cody Rhodes is, like, the biggest Universal guy. And he's just like, you've got to get it on.
Because he has the hook up there.
Sure. But yeah, I'm sure I can get it as well. But I'm just like, I go to Universal, I'm like, eh. Like, I like Disney because of the atmosphere, the restaurants, the drinks, the app, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, the rides, it's kind of like, yeah, the rides, it's kind of like, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. But I'm willing to, like, I'm open to be converted.
Have you been to the Star Trek, the new Star Trek one?
I think it's Star Wars.
Star Wars,
I haven't yet. It's just chaos at the moment, so I'm not bothered. I need to
go. So it's like packed, huh?
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
It looks great. It looks great.
They got little Ewoks running around. Like, I just literally watched that, and, like, the Ewoks are, like, my favorite ones.
Dude, that Millennium Falcon looks amazing, like, life-size. So it's amazing.
Well, my friend went on the Falcon ride and actually didn't, like, fit over that huge. She was like,
spoiler.
Yeah, so I want to go into the canteen. The cantina where I get to drink in there. Apparently, that's,
yeah,
like, the big attraction.
Zaza,
yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
They have the Rise of the Resistance that hasn't opened yet, the ride. And they
one's opening later on the year.
Yeah, and they just did a preview to certain people in the media, and they got to go on a part of it.
Oh wow!
The part they went on opens up into, like, the hub of, like, the Death Star or something like that, and there's, like, no joke, like 75 to 100 stormtroopers lined up like they're getting ready for battle in front of you.
Wow.
Like, you open the doors into this. I guess it's just amazing. So that'll probably be pretty sweet. But you haven't been to Halloween Horror Nights, have you, Wes?
No, dude.
I've never done it.
No,
I'm going to do it for the first time this week. So yeah, it'd be exciting for me. But yeah, I've never done it.
Well, the reason why I didn't do it is because each time I usually have a chick, and then right around this time, they usually just like hit the road. So it's like, I'm like, oh, like I really don't like doing things by myself.
Yeah,
so
you
it's like,
do that by yourself.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like I want some girl holding on to me because I might be scared too. You never know. But, you know, like, so it's kind of funny. So it's like, yeah, usually like last time I had a chick all lined up, we're going to go, everything was all great. And then next thing you know, she bailed. And I was like, oh, man.
That's the real nightmare.
I would probably see her the next morning.
There we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, that thing looks sweet. I want to see that Ghostbusters house, though. That thing.
Yeah, probably that's going to be pretty special.
Oh, dude, I love Slammer. Man. Yeah, that was like my favorite.
I'm looking forward to the party. Ghostbusters is going to be pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that'll be fun. I think you should go, Wes.
I'm planning on it. When I.
It's open for like a month or two, though.
It's open for like 3 months.
Yeah, it's for a while. But yeah, September, October, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, Big Ace, you got any more questions? Because I know we're about to, like, have to bounce out and do some things. So you got any more things you'd like to ask? Or any?
No, man. I'm good. It's a pleasure to have you join us.
What would you like to plug? Is there anything?
Yeah, man. What do you got going on in the future?
Yeah, what's going on? I know you, dude, he's the hardest working wrestler. His schedule. Because I call him all the time to, like, work out. I'm like, hey, dude, I'll text him, like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm on a flight. Or then he'll message me. He's like, okay, well, we're going to meet at this time. Or like, it's like super heavy.
I'm always on a place. I mean, I have a million things like a plug, but I guess the one that I'm working on right now is my my YouTube channel. So
everybody gets one.
Yeah, that's
right. We're live. We're live.
Marty Skell on YouTube. That's a YouTube channel. We just got up to like, what are we on, like, 18,000 subscribers.
Just like
a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Like button.
BETV. I've been editing it as I've been waiting for this to be set up. So, like, that's giving me something cool and new to do, like another venture. People have been like, Mark, you got to get into YouTube. I'm like, you know, I've got all the other stuff already. But it's like, no, do the YouTube. So I'm putting the effort in. So hopefully people will watch it, appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll put on our YouTube channel, we'll have a link to it so you guys can just hit it and you'll be able to check out Marty's stuff. It just goes directly to his page. So you guys check out the West Briscoe Big Ace YouTube channel and you'll be able to click directly into Marty's thing.
That'll be in the description for this video that I'm going to have to edit the crap out of.
Yeah, like what's your Instagram? I know everybody's big on the gram, so you might as well throw the gram out there.
Easy, Marty Skell. It's Marty Skell on Instagram, Marty Skell on Twitter. I'm not so much into my Twitter, but my Instagram, you know, we were always on the grams.
Grams always.
Grams are always that.
Hell yeah. Well, then, yeah. And we'll be going every week, Thursday nights, I believe 8 o'clock Eastern time on the VOC Network Live. We'll be taking eventually phone calls and live comments as well on the YouTube Live stuff. That's going to, YouTube's going to go live here really soon too, everybody. So get ready for that. Otherwise, man, I wish I could get to like Orlando in the next couple weeks to go to Halloween Horror Nights with you guys. I think that'd be great.
All right, let's do it. It'll be my date.
There you go. And you're gonna have to deal with me actually like being like, what the hell? Because I will be
like that Ace for an
Awesome, man. Well, until next week, guys, everybody have a good one.
Yeah, stay tuned. Big things coming. Woo, we out.
Dude, that was a blast, man. What a great time and opportunity to get to hang out with Marty and just to kind of like pick his brain. Like we said, our podcast on the VOC Nation is going to be different. Like, we're not going to be your typical wrestling podcast. We're going to be having fun. We're going to tell, like, really trying to get to know our guests, and we're going to just talk about life in general, not really get too deep into the wrestling aspect, which we will, but you know, overall, man, it was just a great, great thing. And then two, being able to be on the VOC Nation and being able to have them stream our stuff and pump it out, man, I was really happy with, man, just everything. I was just super stoked.
Yeah, it's going to be a good partnership that I think we got going on. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited too. You guys got me all hopped up about theme park, and I haven't been to a theme park in forever.
Oh no, man, I gotta get to that Halloween Horrors Night. It's like, what am I missing, man? Like,
dude, I've heard they're amazing, like legit amazing.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I've been dying to do. I just really haven't had the time or the opportunity, and just really just been time consuming. And even though they're like people say they're like there for 3 months, but it's like certain days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like every single day. It's only like certain days out of the week. and they skip certain weeks with certain days, and like a lot of times, you know, I'm out of town. But I really definitely going to try out that Halloween Horror Nights and check it out. But what did you think about Monday Night Raw?
Well, you know, they were big shows because it was MSG, obviously a big deal. I think they were hoping for quick sellouts on that. Don't know if it happened, but it looked pretty good. It's always fun when you bring Stone Cold back. You know, it was good. I liked it because I liked it, him and AJ. I didn't really care anything about the contract signing, that whole storyline with Seth and Braun, whatever. I thought him and AJ did a really good job going off each other. I thought AJ did a really good job, you know, making fun of him. And you can't,
yeah, which is kind of crazy because AJ is like, he can cut a good promo, but he doesn't really have that like charisma. Like, he's not like too charisma. Like, he has a lot of charisma in his work, but not in his like promo style. Like, all of his charisma is in his work, but his promos are kind of like, you know, what's up? Like,
yeah. When he was mimicking Austin, that was hilarious, I thought.
Yeah.
So I was really happy with it, man. And then, that was awesome. But the other big thing that stuck out to me was the tag match with the, it was Becky Lynch, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks and Bayley. I thought that was match of the night.
Me too. Oh, man, I think the girls have been stepping up. I mean, I do like Braun Strowman. I do like some of his new style, and I do like his new look and his new, like, I mean, it's the same look, but he's come up with some new moves, and he just, you know, sometimes when people come back from injuries, they don't come back 100%, but I think he's, like, reached that level where he's past 100%, where he wants to steal the show now, because some of the moves he's doing and the way he's working is, like, Braun Strowman's been really, like, one of my, like, top guys that I've been really watching a lot of.
Yeah, I love that dude. He's huge. He is a monster, like they say. But yeah, dude, I like what he's got going on. I'd like to see him get a run with the belt. I think he would be.
I think they're really waiting to do something with that. I think they're gonna build something up. There's gonna be some type of turn. There's gonna be something crazy going on.
They also are making it sound like, though, that the Bray Wyatt and the Fiend is going to maybe get a into that title picture here soon too as well, which
I would want to wait to see WrestleMania before he gets the title, and then kind of like keep a streak going where he didn't like always want, like kind of like the Undertaker, and start like a tradition, start some type of legacy for the Fiend, for just to make it different and bring back some old school into it, because it is kind of old school, because the way that they do the vignettes, the way they're pumping it, just it has that cool old school, just like, yeah. So I would like to see some type of like WrestleMania, like, I don't know, legacy going on for The Fiend, because technically The Fiend has never lost to WrestleMania. Barry, yeah. True. But as The Fiend, as a new character, that character has never lost at WrestleMania. So you can say, hey, that character, that The Fiend has never lost, has never, ever lost. So that's something that you can, you know, work to your advantage, which it depends on what they want to do with it, which that's what I would like to see. And that would create a legacy and create another superstar that would just have a milestone, where sometimes they don't always have to have the title to be a superstar. They can go off of, you know, that legacy of, oh, I have never been beating, because that match would be just as important as any title shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'd love to see him. Plus that entrance on the WrestleMania stage, the production they would put into making him have a grand entrance would be really cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, cool.
So, yeah, otherwise it was good. I like that Austin came back out at the end of Raw and did his little beer cheers. I don't know. It was all right. It was cool. Wasn't overly hyped about the last match. Again, that women's match really, like, I knew nothing was topping that after that point. I was like, they're not going to do anything to top that match here in Raw tonight. And they didn't. But it was good. It was good. Samoa Joe and Ricochet and Baron Corbin was good. I enjoyed it. So,
yeah, because, you know, Ricochet and Samoa Joe put the whole thing together. You know, they told Corbin to sit down, do this move when I tell you to do this move. Right. Those two guys, you just want to shut up and listen. And right. If you don't, you're stupid, because those guys will make you look like $1 million.
Did you ever work with Joe in TNA?
Oh, yeah. I've wrestled Joe multiple times. And, like, some of my favorite matches is with Samoa Joe. Like, I remember one time we were doing this match where it was a triple threat, where a six-man tag, I believe it was, where it was me, Garrett, and Devon Dudley, and versus versus Rampage Jackson from the UFC.
Right.
Versus Samoa Joe versus Sting. So it was like kind of like it was a pretty big like it was a pretty big match. So I was like, yeah, I was super stoked. And of course, I'm in there a lot, like doing most of the spots, and I'm doing one with Joe. And I remember he does this cool corner spot where he'll hit you with a couple moves, and they'll come up and do his fly-in, like, lariat, like, leg kick to the back of the head. And I remember sitting there kind of dazed and confused, and then seeing him jump up, like, where he is, like, literally vertical with my head. I'm like, holy moly. And then smack right to the back of the head. I'm like, out. But I'm like, it was just amazing to see just, like, how athletic and how, like, horizontal he got. And I'm like, man, he's like, it almost felt like, have you ever like seen like and been in real life and seen slow-mo? Like that's like in real life slow-mo. Like I was like, he's going so slow, but it's then bam. And it's like, it was crazy. He kind of like stopped time. It's like in surfing when you get a barrel, it's like a barrel is like one for someone that doesn't know anything about surfing is when the wave actually comes over top of you and it creates like this like little like, it's like little, like when you look at a wave and you see the eye, you're kind of like as a surfer, you'd be inside that eye. So it's like a full room where you get like trapped into this like little tunnel. Yeah. It's basically like a tunnel. The wave turns into a tunnel and you get in it. And it's like, when every time I get in one of those waves where it's like a barrel, a tunnel, time literally slows down to like where I know it's only been 2 seconds, but it feels like eternity, which is a cool feeling because you're having so much – it's just like so much adrenaline, so much fun. Your brain's working so fast that it like it almost slows down time because there's so much things and reaction that you have to do. It's the same with fighting or amateur wrestling where you got to always like – sometimes in amateur wrestling there'd be times or even boxing – where I'm doing boxing, where I'm hitting someone, and it's almost slow-mo. Like, I can see, like, when he's, like, punching, but I know it's real life, which is one of the craziest things ever, is being able to, like, slow time down where you can counter somebody or you know already what he's going to do. And that's the same when I was a professional wakeboarder, like, doing, like, 900s or, like, flips that were, like, just crazy amount of, like, flipping and spinning. It's, like, how to be able to do all that, have your brain do all that functions in that short of time is like insane how like that stuff works.
Right. Yeah. That's so he knocked you out, huh? You were already.
Samoa Joe's a tough dude, but man, I took a beating a couple times for him. I'm still here though. You know, I'm still here smiling. He didn't mess up that beautiful face of mine, you know?
Yeah. Let's move to night two of SmackDown and opening at MSG. And
Oh man, we got to stop talking about me. Okay. We'll go to SmackDown.
So Undertaker opens the show and has a little thing with Sami Zayn. Did you see any of this? Did you hear any of this?
No, but I love Sammy, but I'm guessing it sucked.
It kind of started like it sucks, but to be honest, it wasn't horrible at the end because he came out and basically did the whole "you should pass the torch to me" and you know you're an old man, get out of the ring. And like Taker walks out like he's like actually gonna do it, and then you know Sammy celebrates, and that's when he goes back in the ring and choke slams him. Taker gave quite the speech beforehand though, before Sammy came out talking about MSG and may not know if he'll come back home to MSG how many more times and all this stuff. So you can tell that he's thinking about being done finally, maybe.
It's so hard to tell with wrestlers when they say they're retired, man. Like it's one of those things that's like you get all teary-eyed and they take off their boots and they leave it and then all of a sudden they're back at it again. It's just like, and then like, did you ever see that? Like there's an old video of Undertaker in a doing a promo, and he goes, "I'm never going to be one of those wrestlers that are past their prime and past their age and shouldn't be in the ring. I'll never do that." And it's sad. It's so sad to see it now. Like, I'm such a big fan. I got so much respect for him. I got nothing but love. I respect him. I respect everything he does. But there does come a time where it's like, man, you're really going to, like, you know, it just.
I think this last year was that year that opened people's eyes to that as well. When
it's sad, though. Like, you don't, like, you don't want to see your superstars. Like, you didn't see The Rock go out like that. You didn't see Stone Cold go out like that. And for The Undertaker to kind of go out like that, for me, I'm sorry. It's, like, heartbreaking. Like, I love the guy. I've spent time with him. I've hung out with him. I've had serious talks with him. Like, me and Mark or The Undertaker or whatever you want to call him, I can consider one of my friends. Like, I've done matches in front of him. I've literally hung out with the guy. So, like, I just, it hurts me to see it, you know, like, because I have so much respect for him that it's just like, man, I just, and I think he's trying to have that last really good match before he hangs it up. But it's like, they keep putting him with opponents that are not young enough to, like, work around him. Like, if you put them against Ricochet or you put them against The Fiend, or they can work around it and make right. it good, be good. But they've been putting them with people that are just – it's just not meshing right. And it's just like Botchamania, like 3000, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd like to see that one. Bray, The Fiend, that'd be a good one for him to maybe sail out on. And that would be a good way to pass the torch to a similar character that's kind of throwing it back like that, you know? So yeah. I'd be down with that. But yeah, otherwise, there's other stuff that happened on SmackDown. I don't remember half of it.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Yeah. I like the Kevin Owens stuff. I do like this. I like none of it.
I do like the new badass style. If anybody should have had that promo with Stone Cold, it should have been Kevin.
I know.
Like, did they not drop the ball on that? Like, whoever was writing that was like, man, well, why don't we put Sami Zayn there? Mm-hmm. Well, what about Kevin Owens? He's the guy that's like his splitting image. Wouldn't that make sense? Wouldn't that tell more of a story? Wouldn't that, like, from my eyes, I think I would have built him extremely. He uses the stunner. Why would you not use those two together in TV? Drives me insane.
I know. I was hoping he was going to come out on SmackDown because, I mean, you knew he was probably still there since he was in New York on Monday. So it was like, keep him there and have him come out with Owens. Like, it would, and to have him come out and do it with, like, Shane McMahon, being that his whole thing was with Vince McMahon and Kevin Owens' thing is with Shane McMahon. Just all the things would have been perfect to make that great moment on TV. And
I know. They kind of missed it. But, you know, what do you do?
Right, exactly. But overall, some good go-home shows to go into their big show, Clash of Champions, this weekend.
How many pay-per-views do they have?
You know, I was talking about this not long ago with somebody, and you know, with what WWE's doing between, I mean, we got Monday Night Raw, you got Tuesday Night SmackDown starting next week on USA, you're going to have NXT on USA as well. Then you have NXT still on the network. They did just get rid of 205 Live, or are about to get rid of it. They also have the NXT UK, which is the UK's own NXT that's dedicated to them. And then now you got an AW is now starting up. And then you got, you know, Impact, ROH still hanging around doing their thing, putting on decent shows as well. So as a wrestling fan, it's exhausting. You cannot keep up. It's overload right now. And to me,
I agree. Like, ROH is, I like really like the ROH is going. There's just a ton of good wrestling. And, you know, I'm happy for everyone that's, you know, doing well in it. I just hope it doesn't get oversaturated where it starts putting out bad product, which when it starts putting out bad product is when, you know, we start getting worried is when, because once somebody sees it mainstream and sees bad product, it's like, then we go back to that. Oh, it's professional wrestling. You know, we've done really good job of elevating it, and the stuff that AEW is doing is phenomenal. You know, and the stuff that Lucha Underground was doing was really well.
It's a shame that that's done.
Yeah, the stuff with ROH was doing really well. And then, You know, you got MLW, which has a cool new look to it and has a cool feeling to it. So as long as one of those companies keep doing what they're doing, I believe pro wrestling is in good hands right now. So I'm happy to be a part and to watch and to see and to also be a part of this channel too, to be able to talk about it and voice our opinions, because a lot of people, I mean, don't really get to hear our opinions, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't. We really don't care.
Exactly. I do want to ask you one question though before we leave.
Yeah.
And is this? I see that you just made an announcement of an upcoming show, and I see right you're going to South Africa.
Yeah, I'm going to go to South Africa. I'll be out in South Africa for, I believe, 5 days. I'm really excited. At the end of October, right when I get back from Canada, I'll be in Canada for 4 days for Hannibal for Great North Wrestling. And, of course, the Hannibal TV, check him out. He's always doing his thing. And I'll be out in Canada.
Title on the line?
What?
You putting that title on the line?
Yes, I'll be defending my title. I don't know who I'm defending it against. It might be Shelton Benjamin. I don't know who yet, who they have. But whoever they is, better be ready, because Wes Briscoe is ready to knock him down. But you know, tell you another funny thing right now? Man, have you seen Papa Briscoe?
Yeah.
Papa. What is going on? Holy moly. Is he not taking over the internet or what?
I mean, it was only a matter of time, you know.
It's like, I can't. He's on the YouTube, he's on the Instagram, he's on the Facebook, he's on the Twitter. Papa Briscoe, man, he got more followers than I think anybody does. Like, what is going on? It's crazy. He's done passed me up in followers. God, come on, man. Y'all need to start liking my stuff, because, man, Papa Briscoe's be killing it. But, you know, of course, he's a legend, so it's hard to beat a legend, you know.
That's right. And you know, something very cool, and you know, obviously this is a long ways away yet at this still point, but I mean, people are always going to wonder, because we've been at it for a while. We're now new on the VOC Nation network, so people might ask too, like, when is Papa Briscoe going to be on the Briscoe and Big A show? And I think we came up with a pretty nice idea, and that's why I say this is pretty far off when it happens. But you came up with a pretty good idea about possibly doing that the week of Mania in Tampa, since I'll probably be coming that way.
Yeah, if you guys would like to see Papa Briscoe on the Briscoe and Big A show. See, I'm kind of scared to have him on the show, because I don't know all the embarrassing stories he's going to tell.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys want to hear Papa Briscoe tell some embarrassing stories about me, like, subscribe, leave a comment. And we'll see if we can get Papa Briscoe on the Briscoe and Big A show. I mean, he does have his last name already in the show.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And I think it would be a perfect thing to do live on our YouTube channel, the Briscoe and Big Ace thing, Briscoe and Big Ace channel. Be the perfect live thing to do during the week of Mania this coming year.
I think so, too.
So we're going to make that happen. But well, yeah,
we're only going to make it happen if the people comment, subscribe, like, and make sure that they want it to happen. Because if they don't want it to happen, I do not want any embarrassing stories about me out on the internet, because yeah, it's not on the internet. Right. So you guys, if you really want to see it, you better like, leave a comment, subscribe, especially to the YouTube channel. This is a special thing. We might do this as a little special YouTube clip of just some crazy stuff, but
Yep. So you guys got a few months to work on that. So you all need to do your duty and do what Wes asks. That's what we want to do. So I think this was a stellar way to kick off our new residence with the VOC Nation. I think this is going to be a good time. And the cool thing is, next Thursday, we're going to be live, or at this point, one week from today, we're going to be live again on the VOC Nation network. And we're going to be taking some phone calls. We didn't do much of that tonight. We wanted to get this first one out of the way. We wanted to make sure we were cool, calm, collective, and it's the first one. Things always go awry, and maybe some things did, maybe some things didn't. But next week, those phone lines are going to open up, and we're going to see what the hell happens.
Yeah, and guys, like, you know, me and Big Ace, we strive just to put out good product, and hopefully you guys are enjoying our show, and we want to thank the VOC Nation for helping us out and thrown us out there to the world. And please hit the like, subscribe button, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff, because we'll keep you in the loop, keep you informed of what guests we're going to have, what we're going to be doing next. And of course, our YouTube channel, we're really working on that for the video vlogs, for a little bit more backstage stuff with the wrestling with me. We're really working hard on that. So guys, give it a shot, give it a try, give it a like, give it a subscribe.
That's right. And we'll see you next Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 Central, live on the VOC Nation. It is the Big A Show. We are out.
Hey, hold on. Let's please say, let's give our shots and prayers out to everyone in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Like, please, let's please donate. I've been donating. I don't know if you see my Instagram, but I've been donating a lot of stuff to the Bahamas. They're really in dire need of food, water, any type of protein bars, anything that they can, that's like non-perishable, that they can hold on to. It's, and two, the animals are really in need. There's a lot of animals that are in our shelters right now from the Bahamas, and they need, and two, the people in Bahamas need dog food, cat food. So, I mean, let's try to show some love and just do one thing kind. Just look, if you have an extra thing of dog food, if you have an extra case of water, just be kind, donate. Please, let's try to help out the Bahamas. Our heart really goes out to them. You know, like, I just, nothing but love. I love the Bahamas. I've wrestled there. I want to be able to go back there. So let's please, let's try to help out someone in need. And if we can help out someone in need, that will make the world to me. I'd rather you guys donate something than subscribe to our channel, to be honest with you. I'd rather you guys help out someone in need than to subscribe to us. That's how much that means to me. So guys, please, big heart out to the Bahamas.
And if you don't know where to do any of that donating, of course, Red Cross, $1 or $2, even that goes a long way. So
yes, and then I'll also be sharing a link tomorrow to a site that you can donate food or dog food or just donate money or anything to help the Bahamas. I'll also be sharing that link tomorrow.
Perfect. All right, guys, we'll see you next week here on the VOC Nation. It is the Briscoe and Big A Show. We're out.